weekday mornings on NCIFM. Legendary country and more.
Good morning, 922. So we've hooked up with Indigenous Service Canada Manitoba region to talk about health. Once a month we will talk to a doctor and talk about various health topics or what's new in the medical field. We kind of started this back in the day when COVID was around and it was serious and we were in the pandemic. We started, this is how we forged the relationship. And then throughout the months after that, we just kept it going and we're starting it up again. This morning we're chatting with Dr. Kasa Klang, a medical officer of health, and we're going to talk about RSV. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time out to chat with us. So, you know, a lot of people, we know there's flu season, we know about COVID, but RSV is a little less known. Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah, for sure. So RSV is short for respiratory syncytial virus. So it is a virus that commonly affects like infants and young children. And it is actually a very common, the most common cause of lung infections in this young age group. It's an important cause of hospitalization and ICU admissions as well for infants and young children, particularly in fall and winter as well. So it's estimated that most of the time when you're like 2 or 3 years old, you probably had a number of RSV infections growing up. And most of the time it's mild, but particularly for infants and young children, because their airways are really small, like they tend to have very serious illness from that, where they're having trouble breathing or they don't get to eat or drink very much, so that would land them in the hospital, for example, because they need more extra care.
So how do you know if it's the flu or if it's RSV? Like, how? Yeah. What are the symptoms?
Because it does sound like kind of like a fever, like a very sick kid, but that is all the symptoms. How do you differentiate that?
Yeah, so that is a great question for sure, and I would say most of these symptoms, they look alike. For many babies, they could have fever, cold or runny nose or stuffy nose. They could have a cough. I think the most worrisome symptoms would be if they're coughing so much or they're having troubles breathing, or because they're feeling so unwell where they're not able to drink anymore, and that leads to dehydration. So the best way to kind of differentiate them is to actually do a test. And so especially for small babies, like, they do a full workup to determine why they're looking sick. And so one of the tests they would do is a swab into the nose, and that would check for all kinds of viruses. Flu, COVID, and RSV would be one of them as well.
And yeah. How can you avoid spreading RSV or getting RSV? Is there anything we can do, or is it the basic wash your hands kind of thing? But what about with babies?
Yeah, so that's an awesome question as well. And this would kind of apply to all kind of viruses that likely will be spreading in fall, winter. So it's exactly as you said there about washing hands, covering your nose and mouth when you're coughing or sneezing, and then staying home when you're feeling ill. I think what I wanted to highlight, especially for our babies, is that we do have a program, right, that will be rolling out starting in October 1, where babies who are born between October 1, 2025 to March 31, 2026 will be getting an antibody product called nirsevimab to protect them against RSV. So this is exciting news and was just announced yesterday as well by the government of Manitoba.
Now, do you have to wait to be sick in order to get this this treatment, or is it something that you can go and ask for right away?
Yeah, so the nirsevimab is best given before the baby is exposed to the virus itself. So it is not a vaccine. So it is an antibody product. So once the baby gets it, they're immediately protected against RSV. And they are protected for at least 5 to 6 months. So for all the time that RSV is kind of spreading in the community, they are protected. So again, ideally, they're given soon after the baby is born in the hospital, so that by the time they leave and they go back to their community or their home, they're already protected against RSV.
And where can people get a dose for their infants, say on the reserves or in urban areas?
Right. So I think just to kind of repeat some of what I said, that so all babies who are born in that time frame, October 1 to March 31, they will be offered a dose soon after birth while they're still in hospital, so before their discharge. So that will then depend on where the mom or the birthing parent would go to deliver their baby. So that could be in Winnipeg or any number of the hospitals in other parts of Manitoba. So let's say the parents decided not to get a dose while they're in hospital, or for some reason they miss getting their dose in the hospital, then their local public health nurse will be following up with them once they are discharged from the hospital and offer a dose that way, so they could get it through their local public health offices. And then if they come into, let's say, the First Nation Health Center or nursing station, other babies could get nirsevimab that way as well.
And what about if you have a child that's a year or two? Is it important to take your baby, your kid, to go get this?
Right. So what we know is that it's the youngest babies that usually get really sick with nirsevimab, with RSV. Okay. And so that's why we're very much focused on giving nirsevimab to the youngest of the youngest.
Gotcha.
We do have what we call a high-risk RSV program as well for infants and young children. So these are young children less than 2 years of age who have a heart or lung condition that would make them high risk as well for serious illness. So we do offer nirsevimab for those children. So these are not young babies anymore. They're less than two, but because they have a specific health condition that would make them at risk for being hospitalized for RSV, they are given nirsevimab as well.
All right, Dr. Kasaklang, I have another question here. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a big believer on people need to do their own research and read and get their information from legit sources, right? Mm-hmm. Where would you suggest if someone wanted to read about RSV or this new medication? What would you suggest people should read?
Right. So after the announcement was done yesterday, Manitoba Health has updated our webpage on RSV. So that would be a really good page to visit so that you could get more information about who can get nirsevimab, where can they get it, and whether it's effective or safe. The other kind of credible source of information is to talk to your local public health nurse. And of course, like, these are parents or families who are still like expecting their baby to come. And so they would be receiving prenatal care. And so their prenatal care provider, like your obstetrician or family doctor, would be another good source of information, and would be important to have that conversation during pregnancy so that they have all of the information they need to make that decision to get nirsevimab for their baby once they're born.
Okay, well, thank you so much for all this valuable information, and we look forward to another session. Dr. Kasaklang, we'll catch up again in the future.
Perfect. Thank you so much.